And we would like to introduce kind of the latest member of the preaching team, and he is Hide Okubo.
この間の3月の末まで大阪の堺にある教会の牧師でした。
And he was a pastor in a church in Sakai, which is in South Osaka. He was a pastor there until the end of March.
この4月から新しい人生のスタイルを持って、そしてこの西宮のクロスロード教会で私たちの教会の家族としてまた新しい出発をしました。
And so from April, you know, he's starting on a new stage in his life, a new venture in his life, and part of that includes becoming a part of the Nishinomiya, Crossroad Nishinomiya family.
Okubo family, どんなファミリーなんだろうって僕がここで説明するの、後でどうぞ彼らに聞いてください。
You know, even, I won't be able to tell you exactly what, you know, the Okubo family is all about, but, you know, go ahead and feel free to talk to them after service, yeah.
後で彼らに聞いてください。はい、で今からどうぞヒデ君来てください、今から大久保ヒデ君紹介したいと思います、彼に、説教のマイクを渡したいと思います。僕は彼から神の言葉が語られることを信じて、マイクを置きたいと思います。どうぞ皆さん準備いいですか。
はい、
よろしいですか。
はい、So we're handing over the mic to Hide and he is going to speak to us and I myself am looking forward to hearing from the Lord through Hide.
OK 頑張ってね。はい、よろしく。
おはようございます。
モーニング。
今日はゴールデンウィーク最終日ということで、明日から仕事やな、明日から学校やなっていう気持ちで最終日迎えている人もひょっとしたらいるかもしれません。
And so, you know, this is the last day of Golden Week. It's the last day off of a, you know, long stretch of time off. Ah, tomorrow's work, tomorrow's school, and you might be feeling like, oh boy, you know, it's the start of, you know, work and regular life all over again, right?
でもこの最終日にですね、神様を礼拝、一緒に礼拝して、神様から新しい力、喜びを得てですね、新しい一週間を始められること、本当に嬉しく思います。
But I am so glad to be here together with all of you on this last day of Golden Week, where we can take in, you know, the Word of God, we can hear from the Lord, we can worship Him together in community. That's a great joy for me.
ね。早速始めたいと思うんですけども、皆さん、こういう経験があるでしょうか?
Let's get started, and I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had this happen to you? Have you ever done this?
ああ、コーヒーでも飲もうかなと思って、こう、電気ケトルでお湯を沸かして、沸かしたのに、沸かしたことを忘れてしまって、どっか行って、思い出すときにはもうお湯が冷めているっていうような経験ありますか?
Yeah, like 2 days ago. So have you ever had, seriously, so like, have you ever had happened where you're like, oh, I want to have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever, and so you get the kettle out, you put the, you know, the water in there, and you set it to boil, right? You press the button, you set it to boil, and then you're like, okay, well, while it's getting ready, you go off and you do your other thing, and you forget about it. Ever had that happen?
僕もよくやってしまってですね、2回連続でやったりもしますね。
You know, I've done that too. I've done that like several times, like twice in a row even, yeah.
ただ、そこで、その時にですね、僕の中には、よし、今日は電気代を無駄にしてやろう。という悪意があって、そうしてしまうわけじゃないんです。
But obviously, you know, it's not like when I, you know, press the button on the kettle to boil the water, it's not like I was like, here we go, let's waste some electricity, and then go off, right? I don't have that intention when I start things.
その、なんか短い間に他のことをやろうと思って、忘れてしまうんです。
But it's, you know, during that short time while the water is boiling, I decide, you know, I want to fill that time to do something useful, and then I forget about the water.
まあ、いいことはもう一回ボタンを押せば、また沸騰してくれることです。
You know, the good thing about when you're boiling water, or if you forget about it, is that you can just press the button again, and it'll reboil, right?
どんなにこう高性能な、まあ、保温付きのポットでも、熱湯の保温時間は10時間ぐらいですよね。
Now, you know, it doesn't matter how high-tech your hot water pot is, the longest that water in there is going to stay hot is about 10 hours.
これはきっと誰もが知っている事実だと思うんですけども、熱っていうのは放っておけば必ず冷めるんです。
Now,This is pretty much common sense. I think everybody knows it's a well-known fact. But if you leave heat alone, if you don't do anything like whether it's a fire or a kettle or whatever, if you leave it alone, it's going to cool off.
熱を保ち続けなければ、何らかの方法で熱を加え続けなければなりません。
If you want to keep something hot, you've got to do something. You have to do something in order to make sure that it stays hot.
熱するのをやめれば、熱は冷めてしまうんです。
You know, so if you stopputting effort or doing something in order to heat something, it is going to cool off on its own.
私は今この I do 誓いますというシリーズを続けています。
And we are in the middle of a series called I do.
今日が3回目です。
This is the third session.
もし、聞き逃した回があればですね、ウェブサイトかポッドキャストでぜひ聞いてください。
So if you missed the first two sessions, I highly encourage you to go to our website, go to the, you know, subscribe to the podcast, whatever, and listen to those first two sessions.
このシリーズというのは、結婚における関係が私たちと神様との関係をがどうあるべきであるのかっていうのを映し出しているんだということを学んでいます。
So the cool thing about this series is it's kind of a two-in-one. On one hand, we're looking at marital relationships, but we're also seeing the ties that it has with our relationship with God because they are very similar. And in fact, you know, that is the origin of the marital relationship.
そして素晴らしいことっていうのは、神様が私たちとの結婚の関係、only one の関係を望んでくださっているということです。
And the beautiful thing is that God desires to have that type of marital relationship, that type of intimate, you know, just me and you, just you and I type of relationship with each of us.
それでは、結婚関係において、熱が、愛の熱が冷めてしまうっていうことはあるでしょうか？
So let's look first at kind of the human marriage relationship. Have you ever, those of you who are married, have you ever gone through the experience where the love kind of went cold or, you know, like the heat kind of got turned off type of thing?
結婚する前とか、結婚したばかりの時の熱い熱が冷めてしまって、なんか倦怠期というようなシーズンを通ったり。
Now think about the time, you know, before you got married, just before you got married, or just when you got married, and how hot and burning that love was. And then after a while, it just kind of like simmered down, and then it even maybe got cool.
なんか昔はそうじゃなかったのに、些細なことで喧嘩してしまうようになったり。
You know, and it wasn't like this before, but now it's like every little thing turns into a fight.
もう熱がもう完全に冷めてしまったかのように、なんか夫婦関係がもう試練、問題、こう危機を通ることも、
You know, just like that fire that was left alone or the hot water pot that was left alone that cooled off, the marriage too somehow ended up losing that fire, that heat, that passion that it once had.
最初に結婚している皆さんには考えてみてほしいんですけど、あなたの関係において、夫婦関係において、愛の熱は今どうでしょうか？
So I want you to think about that, those of you who are married. Think about that time when you know, when you first got married or just before you first got married and compare that to how your relationship is now.Is there a change? Has there been a change?
それは私たちと神様との関係においても同じようなことは起こり得るでしょうか?
Now, can the same thing occur in our individual relationships with God?
起こり得ると思います。
I think it can. I think it does.
神様との関係においても倦怠期を通っているかのように、こう生活、毎日生活や礼拝にも感謝や喜びが減ってしまったように感じたり。
You know, much likeOur, you know, when we first experience God, when we first receive God into our lives, and everything is great and everything is hot and burning with love, and then we go through this period where it just kind of simmers down and it becomes less important maybe to us, or it just doesn't go as well as it used to.
神様が自分のことを愛してくれているっていうのがよくわからなくなってしまったり、逆に神様を愛したいという情熱が冷めてしまったように感じるのを経験したことがあるでしょうか？
Have you ever experienced that where, you know, at first it was like everything is love, 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 and then all of a sudden you kind of, you forget about how much God loves you or you take it for granted.
これは全ての人にぜひ最初に考えてほしいんですけども、あなたと神様との関係において、愛の熱は今日どうでしょうか?
So I want you to think about that. That's the first thing I want you to kind of consider in your heart is, what is the temperature of your love relationship with God?
なぜ愛の熱は冷めてしまうんでしょうか?
Why is it that, you know, the passion fades away or cools off in relationships?
それは単純なんです。
It's simple.
熱するのをやめたからなんです。
It's because we forget to keep it hot.
何もしなければ熱は必ずだんだんと冷めていくものです。
Remember, if you don't do anything to keep it hot, it's gonna cool down.
しかし問題は誰も悪意を持って、よし、愛の熱を冷ますための計画を立てて実行しようと言って意図的に冷ますわけじゃないんです。
But you know, just like with the hot water pot, nobody like forgets about it, you know, just with the purpose of wasting electricity. Nobody starts their day, starts their year, starts a relationship with the intention of eventually turning it south and making it grow cold.
いつの間にか問題はいつの間にか他のものにフォーカスが移ってしまって熱を加えるのを忘れてしまって気づいた時には冷めてしまっているということに気づくんです。
But much like the hot water pot, you know, like you do something with that and then your focus gets shifted off of that and sometimes the focus never returns to where it should be returned to.
今日は聖書の中の一番最初の書、創世記というところの2章、3章を中心に、この愛の熱を保ち続けるのにどうすればいいのかという鍵を見たいと思います。
So today we are going to be looking at Genesis chapter 2 and a little bit of chapter 3 as our main scripture. We're going to look at what we need to do or what we can do to keep our love relationship with God strong.
そして、電気ケトルの湯沸かしボタンをプッと押すように、愛の熱をもう一度熱することがどうしたらできるのかっていうのも考えてみたいと思います。
And again, I want to think together with all of you about how we can kind of turn the heat back on, much like the kettle where we press the button, the hot water pot where we press the button one more time. How can we do that in our relationships with God?
では最初に、私たちクリスチャンは神様が全世界を作られたことを信じています。
So first of all, we need to make this clear that we believe that God is the creator of the whole heavens and earth.
そしてその詳細というのが聖書の一番最初の書、創世記というところに書かれています。
Now the details of this are in the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the Bible.
神様は最初の人間としてアダムを作って、後にアダムのパートナーとして、妻としてエヴァを与えました。
Now, God created Adam, the very first man, and some time later, he created a partner for Adam named Eve.
そして神様は神様と人間のこの豊かな完全な関係の中で幸せを得るようにと、アダムを、彼らを美しいエデンの園というところに置かれました。
Now, in order to kind of like sweeten the pot of this relationship between God and Adam, God and Eve, to make things a little bit better, more comfortable for them, more enjoyable for them, he put them in a garden called Eden. It was a beautiful place for them to start their relationship.
そして今日のストーリーの舞台はそのエデンの園です。
And so we're going to be right down in the Garden of Eden with them in today's passage.
もし今日初めて来た人がいたり、神様について、聖書について初めて聞いたという人がいたら、こんな話、おとぎ話のように感じるかもしれません。
Now, if you are here for the first time, or if this is your first time hearing, you know, stories from the Bible or whatever, you might hear today's story and say, oh, that sounds kind of like a fable or like a kid's story. It doesn't sound real.
そのように今日感じていても大丈夫です。
And that's fine. If that's the way that you feel about today's story, that's cool. That's, you know,
それでも今日のストーリーから何か学ぶことができると思います。
But regardless of how you feel about the story, there is something for us to learn through it.
しかし、私の祈りというのは、皆さんが今までよりももう少しでも神様のことを知りたい、聖書のことをもっと知りたいと思うようになることです。
But my hope for today is that through today's passage and today's message that you would desire to know God better, that you would desire to draw nearer to Him.
それでは創世記2章の16節から23節を読んでいきたいと思います。
So we're going to read Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 through 23.
聖書をお持ちの方でぜひね、開いて、見てください。またスクリーンの方にも出ます。16節から読みます。神である主は人に命じて仰せられた。あなたは園のどの木からでも思いのまま食べてよい。しかし善悪の知識の木からは取って食べてはならない。それを取って食べるとき、あなたは必ず死ぬ。神である主は仰せられた。人が一人でいるのは良くない。私は彼のために彼にふさわしい助け手を作ろう。神である主は土からあらゆる野の獣とあらゆる空の鳥を形作り、それにどんな名を彼がつけるかを見るために人のところに連れてこられた。人が生き物につける名は皆、それがその名となった。人はすべての家畜、空の鳥、野のあらゆる獣に名をつけた。しかし人にはふさわしい助け手が見つからなかった。神である主は深い眠りをその人に下されたので彼は眠った。そして彼のあばら骨の一つを取り、そのところの肉を塞がれた。神である主は人から取ったあばら骨を一人の女に作り上げ、その女を人のところに連れてこられた。人は言った。これこそ今や私の骨からの骨、私の肉からの肉、これを女と名付けよう。これは男から取られたのだから。
Here we go, in English. So again, keep in mind this is Adam in the Garden of Eden.Right, and God is talking to him. And the Lord God commanded the man, You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. The Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. Indeed, I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man. and he brought her to the man. The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.
まずここで最初に注目したいということは、結婚というものはそもそも神様の考えであり、神様が制定された良いものだということです。
So the first key point that we want to talk about here is that marriage was created by God, was started by God, it was His idea, and it is a good idea.
ひょっとしたら、今までの経験から、もしくは今まで見てきた結婚から、結婚なんてこんなもんなんだろうなっていうふうに考えてしまっている人がいるかもしれません。
Now, some of you here might have experienced different things in your lives, whether personally or through, you know, friends or people around you, family members around you, and you may have a certain mindset about what marriage is, and it may not be a very good one.
でも、神様が本当に良いお方であるなら、神様の作られた結婚も良いものであり、神様の私たちの考えや今まで知っていたその経験や考えではなくて神様のこのアイデア、結婚のアイデアに私たちの考えを合わせることがベストな結婚を導くことと私は信頼します。
Now, if God indeed is a good God, then marriage, which was God's idea, must be a good idea. So, even if you've got a negative view of marriage or if you've had some bad experiences or whatever,I think it is best for all of us as people to remember that this was God's original idea and purpose and intent, and that maybe we need to change our mindset to match God's idea for marriage as opposed to just dwelling on what our ideas might be from our experiences.
神様はここでアダムにふさわしい助け手を与えようと言われました。これは互いにサポートし合う二人で一つの関係というような意味です。
Now it's interesting the words that are used here where God says, I will make a helper suitable for him. ThisHelper suitable, a suitable helper, in fact, means kind of like counterpart. It means like that you're going to complement each other.
どちらかが相手を支配するのではなくて、お互いに愛して、信頼して、尊敬して、サポートし合う関係として神様は結婚を作られたということです。
Now, marriage was not intended for man to dominate over woman or for the man to take in the woman and to be her boss or to be over her, nor the opposite. In fact, it is to be an equal relationship.
しかし面白いことがあります。なぜ神様はさあ助け手を作ろうと言われたのにすぐにエヴァを作らないで動物を作り始めてアダムのところに連れてきたんでしょう。
Did you notice something kind of strange when God said in verse 18, he said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make a suitable partner. Next verse, he doesn't make Eve, he makes animals.
そして20節を見るとですね、アダムのフラストレーションを感じられます。
And you can kind of sense a little bit of frustration in Adam in verse 20.
さあ、あこの動物、犬と名付けよう。
Okay, let's see. This animal, I think dog would be a good name for this animal.
犬はもう従順で一緒に暮らしやすいけど、なんかパートナーとは違うな。
Now, this dog is great. You know, he obeys me and he seems very loyal and everything, but I just don't feel like he's a suitable partner for me.
じゃあ次は、これは羊。
Okay, let's look at this. We'll call it one a sheep.
モコモコして気持ちいいけど、なんかパートナーとは違うな。
He's fluffy and he feels really good to cuddle. You know, I can rest on him real nicely, but I don't think this is the best partner for me either.
この動物たちにはパートナーがいるのに、僕だけパートナーいない。
You can imagine too, you know, as he's naming the sheep, as he's naming the dog, as he's naming the cows and everything, and he sees male and female cow, he sees male and female sheep, he sees male and female dog, and he goes, how come they got partners and I don't got a partner?
神様が何かされるときには何か意図があると思うんです。
Now, I think that God had something in mind, some sort of intention in doing things in this particular order.
ひょっとしたら神様はアダムにパートナーを与える前に、アダムが自分のパートナーを主体求めるように、恋子があるその環境を一番大切するように、大切にするように、あえてこのようなプロセスを通したんじゃないかなと個人的に思っています。
Now, I personally think, this is not, it doesn't say this in the Bible, but it made me think,And I kind of came to the conclusion that, you know what, maybe instead of giving Adam the partner immediately, God did this. He set up all the animals in front of Adam to give him an even stronger desire to have a partner, someone that he could give his heart to, somebody that he could live with, you know, in harmony.
そして21節を見ると、神様はアダムを眠らせて、その寝ている間にアダムの一部を取ってエヴァを作られて、なんかどこかに一回エヴァを連れてかれたような感じがしますね。
You know, and it seems, you know, in verse 21 that God put Adam to sleep, and from Adam, he made Eve. It seems like this is going somewhere, right?
そしてその後でエヴァを連れてきたと書いてありますね。
And then, you know, like he made Eve while Adam was sleeping, and then he brought Eve back into Adam's presence.
Adam は一番最初に持っていた関係は神様との関係です。
So the first relationship in Adam's life was his relationship with God.
そしてエヴァも最初に持っていた関係は神様との関係です。
And isn't it interesting too that even for Eve, her first relationship, because God had taken, you know, taken that bone or taken her away to make her, her first relationship was also with God.
ここから何がわかるでしょうか。私たちは最初に神様との関係の中で安心と喜びと愛を得るべきだということです。
And so the first thing that we need to learn from this here is that our love, our fulfillment, our peace, our joy needs to first come from our relationship with God.
男性も女性もまだシングルの方も未婚者も既婚者もまず私たちは神様との関係の中でこれらのものを安心、喜び、愛を得ているということが大事なんです。
So we need to remember that whether we are single, whether we are married, whether we're still children, you know, we need to remember that it's the first relationship with God in which we need to, you know, we need to obtain, we need to experience peace, joy, and love.
なぜならそうでなければ私たちは相手に与えるよりも相手からそれを得ようとしてしまいます。自分、そして自分中心に考えてしまうようになります。
And the reason for that is if we don't receive love, joy, and peace and fulfillment from God first, we're going to look for that fulfillment in our partner. We're not going to look at it from God. We're going to see, we're going to marry that person or we're going to be with that person because of what we can get from them.
そして神様がエヴァをアダムの前に連れてきた瞬間、アダムはこれこそ私の骨からの骨、肉からの肉と言って歌いました。
And you can hear the joy in Adam's voice in verse 23 where he says, "This is the bone of my bones. This is the flesh of my flesh. Finally, my partner is before me." You know, he was just filled with joy.
これはなんかこう感情こもってないように言ったんではなくて、ラブソングみたいに本当に彼女に対する献身の私をあなたに捧げますという思いが込められているんです。
You know, it's not like he saw her and said, "Mom, there she is, the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Right? I mean, he was filled with emotion. It was like a love song that he was singing.
私はあなたを自分の体のように大切にします。
You know, and he was probably saying, "I'm going to take care of her. You know, the bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh. I will take care of her in the same way that I want to take care of myself."
私たちはこれから二人で一つです。
You know, from now, from this day forth, we too are becoming one.
聖書を見ると、エヴァの反応は書かれてないんですけども、アダムの言葉を聞いて心から安心したに違いないと思うんです。
Now we don't read.Eve's reaction to Adam's words in the Bible, it's not recorded for us, but you can imagine that she would feel a great sense of security hearing Adam sing this love song to her or about her in this moment.
少し戻って16節17節で神様一つだけアダムに知ってはいけないよということを先に命じていました。
Now we got to go back a little bit here to continue, you know, the progress of the story, and that is in verses 16 and 17, where God tells Adam, "There's this one particular tree that you shall not eat from."
アダムにとって神様からのこのたった一つの命令を守ることは神様との関係を先に一番に大切にして神様ご自身を求め続けることを意味しました。
Now, I can imagine that the meaning of these words from God to Adam, you know, the purpose of them were to say, "Adam, your relationship with me needs to be first. You need to seek me first. Do not go seeking after pleasure from that tree there."
そしてその食べてはいけないと神様は言われたその実を食べるということは神様以外のものを主体求める、神様以外のところから幸せを得ようとすることに他なりませんでした。
In other words, if Adam were to take his eyes off of God, his focus off of his relationship with God, and try to receive extra pleasure from this other tree, this other fruit from the tree, that means that he is not putting top priority on his relationship with God anymore.
アダムにとって、このエデンにとって、そして私たちすべての人にとって、愛の熱を保ち続けるたった一つの鍵があります。
So there is a key to us keeping the heat up in our relationships.
それは神様との関係を一番大切にして、神様ご自身を主体求め続けることです。
And that is that we need to put the Lord first, and we need to desire, we need to seek, we need to pursue that relationship first.
神様がくださる祝福や何かではなくて、神様がくれない何かでもなくて、神様ご自身との関係がアダムにとって一番の喜びです。
What does this mean? If we look at, you know, at the relationship that Adam had with the Lord even at this point, their relationship was not based on the blessing that God gave Adam. Their relationship was not was not based on what God was not giving Adam or limiting Adam from. The relationship was man to man or man to God, I should say, right? It was a personal relationship.
アダムにとって神様の言葉を聞いて、神様を知って、神様に従って、神様にすべてを知られることっていうのは単純に喜びだったんです。
You know, the greatest joy for Adam was hearing the voice of God, listening to God, understanding who God was, obeying God, and then also being known completely and perfectly by God. That was his greatest joy.
神様が本当に良いお方であることをアダムは知っていたの、信じていたので、食べてはいけないあの一本の木にフォーカスして不平不満を感じることはなかったんです。
So, you know, Adam knows God very well because he's heard from God. He knows that God knows him. He knows that God is a good God and that they have a great relationship. And so, Adam did not and should not put his focus on how come I'm not allowed to eat from that tree? How come God's keeping that from me? Rather, on the goodness of his relationship.
そしてアダムがたったこの一つのことを続けている間、彼の愛の熱が冷めることはなかったんです。
And so, you know, as Adam continued to follow God and listen to God and obey God, you know, the heat in that relationship, the passion of his relationship with God did not go cold.
では皆さんの神様との関係はどうでしょうか?
So how about your relationship with the Lord?
ひょっとしたら最初の頃にあった神様をもっと知りたい、神様のもっと近くにいたい、もっと神様にお仕えしたいという熱が冷めてきているように感じている人がいるでしょうか。
Some of you might be feeling like, you know, the love that you first had, the passion, the excitement of, I want to know God more, I want to hear from God more, I want to serve God more, I want to worship God more. That feeling may have kind of cooled off.
ひょっとしたらこの一つのこと、神様との関係を一番にして追い求め続けるということを忘れてしまって、愛の熱を熱するのを忘れてしまったのかもしれません。
You may have forgotten to hit the switch again to turn or to do something to keep, you know, the fire going in your relationship with God.
神様と出会った最初の頃、神様を信じ始めた最初の頃は、聖書を読むことも、賛美をして礼拝することも、愛から出てきていた。神様を知りたいという願いから出てきたのに。
You know, when you first came to know the Lord, when you first received Him into your heart, opening the Bible, reading the Bible, singing songs of worship, coming to church, all of those things were probably not done out of obligation, but they were done from the bottom of your heart because you wanted to do them.
いつの間にか神様に仕えることによって得られる何かを追い求めてしまったり。
And then before you know it, your relationship changes, and instead of desiring God and wanting to be closer to God,It's like you've changed it and now you want to receive something from God.
いつの間にかこう聖書を読むことは新しい知恵や何かの秘訣を得るためになってしまったり。
And sometimes reading the word of God doesn't become knowing God more because you know what? I want to find a little hint in here that's going to make my life better, that's going to improve my finances, that's going to improve my something.
そしてだんだんと神様が与えてくださらない何かにフォーカスして不満や疑いを持つようになってしまったということがあるでしょうか。
And then we slide even further and we start to think about all the things that God isn't giving us or that God is preventing us from doing or receiving and we start to complain in our relationship.
あなたは今、神様との関係においてフォーカスがどこにあるでしょうか。
So where is your focus right now in your relationship with God?
神様ご自身を追い求め続けることでしょう
か。Are you seeking and desiring God himself?
それとも神様との関係から得られる他の何かでしょうか?
Or are you focused on what you're going to receive, what you're going to get, how you can use God to receive good things?
そしてそれがそのフォーカスをそれさせてしまっているものがあるとしたらそれは何でしょうか?
And if your focus is being taken off of that relationship with God, what is it that's taking your focus away?
結婚関係においても愛の熱を保ち続ける鍵は同じで、相手との関係を一番大切にして相手自身を主体求め続けることです。
Now, if we go back to marital relationships, it's the same thing where we need to make our marriage, our relationship with our partner, a top priority. It's not what we can get out of the relationship, it's not what we get from the partner, and it's not that we're turning our focus to other things. We need to focus on that relationship.
これこそ結婚前にしていたことのすべて、この一言に尽きるんじゃないでしょうか。
You know, and it can all be summed up in this one idea, you know, what were we like?Before we got married, when we were courting that person.
もうすごい時間をかけて一つのプレゼントを選ぶときも。
You know, like when you think about buying a present for that person, you take so much time, you think about it, and you want the present to be just perfect.
なんかの機会にもいちいち特別な演出をしたいと喜ばせようとすることも。
Or you think about the great plan to take a whole day, spend the whole day with that person and have the dream date together.
ロマンチックなデートに誘うことも。
You know, you invite them out for a romantic dinner.
全ては相手との関係を 求めているから、その環境を追い求めているからしていたんじゃないでしょうか。
And you probably did all those things with a pure heart because you wanted to pursue that person and relationship with that person.
その時の全てのコミュニケーションというのが、相手自身を求めて、相手自身を大切にしているよということを表現するためにしていたことじゃないでしょうか。
And everything that you did probably was for the purpose of getting to know that person better to deepen your relationship with them.
その時のコミュニケーションというのは情報をただ提供しますよというだけのものじゃなかったはずです。
It wasn't just an exchange of information about each other, right?
結婚式の誓約というのもまさにそうなんです。
And think about the vows at your marriage ceremony, wedding ceremony.
その誓約というのは言い換えるとこうです。どんな時もあなたを一番に大切にします。
You know, if we were to paraphrase that vow, it would be, no matter what we go through, I'm making you top priority.
変わらずにあなたを慕い求め続けます。
And I will continue to pursue you all the days that we have together.
無条件に愛し続けます。
I will love you and continue to love you unconditionally.
そしてそれは、あなたは私をそこまで捧げるのに、捧げる価値がある人ですよと認めることなんです。
And you're admitting then in your vows, you're saying that you are worthy, you are worth pursuing, you are worth sacrificing everything for.
それを互いに確認し合い、約束することが結婚の誓約です。
And so the wedding ceremony and that exchange of vows is actually just confirming that with each other, right?
ここで未婚者の皆さん、まだこれから結婚するという皆さんにお伝えしたいんですけど。
And so I want to give a word of wisdom perhaps to those of you who are not yet married or those of you who are about to get married.
どうか、あなたが今言ったように自分を捧げられる人、そしてあなたにそういうふうに捧げてくれる人を結婚相手に選んでほしいんです。
You know, we want you to choose someone, choose a partner, find a partner that is going to be able to say those words and be able to fulfill those words.
なぜなら、どんなに美しい結婚式をしたとしても、この共通の決意が、約束がなければ、その誓約には何の意味もないからです。
Because the thing is, like, you could have the most beautiful wedding ceremony, you could have the most beautiful bride or groom, but if the words and the heart behind those words of those vows are not there, the entire wedding, the entire ceremony, the entire marriage will become meaningless.
そして見渡してみると事実というのは結婚生活の中で夫婦のどちらかがあなたは結婚前のあの頃とは変わってしまったと感じていることが多いそうです。
And now, you know, if you look at kind of the stats or you look at, you know, you hear episodes of people's, you know, marital lives, the truth of the matter is that very often as the marriage starts to change or as things start to cool down, one of the partners will probably say about the other or even to the other, you've changed.Since before we got married.
どういうことでしょう。それはあの頃のように私を追い求めてくれないということなんじゃないでしょうか。
What does that mean? That means that, you know, back then, before we got married, or as we were first married, you were pursuing me with all your heart, and now you're not.
おそらくそのゆえに妻たちは愛、夫からの愛を感じられず、夫たちはそれゆえに妻からの頼られている、尊敬されているという実感を感じられなくなっているかもしれない。
And it's probably because of that, because of the lack of pursuit of that person and relationship with that person, that wives do not feel loved by their husbands or pursued by their husbands, and husbands don't feel honored or respected by their wives.
しかし問題というのは、おそらく愛がなくなったことではなくて。
And the problem is not that there is no more love.
追い求めるものが相手から何か他のものに変わってしまったことかもしれません。
The problem is that the object of our pursuit goes from the partner to being something else.
それは相手からもらえるはずの何かその期待がに沿ってくれなくなったとか。
And you start to feel maybe like the, you know, what you're hoping to receive from that person, you're not receiving anymore.
そして、としたらそれは以前にしていたこと、熱を加えていた、その関係に熱を加えていたことを忘れてしなくなったことで冷めてきてしまったのかもしれない。
And it could be that, you know, you've forgotten to hit the switch again, to turn the heat back on, or to keep the heat hot, to keep things hot.
そしてもしそのような状態になっていってしまったら、相手に対する不満が増えていきますよね。
And it's during those times, you know, when things start to cool off, and when you don't feel the love or respect or honor, whatever it is that you were seeking, when you don't feel that anymore, that's when the complaints start to come out.
そしてそうなると他のところで自分のその必要を満たそうと何か違うものをもっと追い求めるようになってしまいます。
And unfortunately, those are the times when we don't feel like we're getting what we want out of our marital relationship, we start to look elsewhere for those same things.
先ほどと似たような質問しますが、既婚者の皆さんは夫婦の関係のフォーカスは今どこにありますか?
And so I ask another question similar to the one I asked before, but for those of you who are married, where's the focus of your relationship? How is the heat in your relationship?
その相手から得られるはずの何かでしょうか。
Are you focused on what you might receive out of your partner, what you're hoping to get out of that partner?
それともその人自身、その相手自身が宝のようにしたい求めているでしょう。
Or are you pursuing your partner as the treasure, as the beautiful blessing that that partner is?
で、そのフォーカスをそれさせてしまっているものがあるとしたらそれは何でしょうか。
And if you have strayed from your partner, if your focus is elsewhere, what is taking your focus away from your partner?
もう一度創世記のストーリーに戻りたいと思います。
Let's go back to Genesis.
神様と人間の関係、そしてアダムとエヴァの夫婦の結婚生活は愛の熱が保たれ続けて幸せに暮らしましたとさ、めでたしめでたしとなったんでしょうか。
Now, the relationship between God and Adam and Eve, you know, started as a hot love story. You know, they had a beautiful relationship. Did they live happily ever after? Is that the end of the story? Does it just go on forever like that?
残念ながらそうではなくて、創世記の3章、今読んだの2章ですけど、その次の章に入ると、早くも神様との関係は壊れ、結婚の関係にも危機が訪れます。
We were in chapter 2 and it sounded like a beautiful romantic love story. Unfortunately, the very next chapter 3, which we're going to read, everything changes.
何が起こったんでしょうか?
What happens?
神様が食べてはいけないと言われていたあの実を食べたんです。
What happened was there was that one tree, that one fruit from the tree that God said don't eat, and they ate it.
アダムとエバは、新しい何か他のものを追い求め始めたんです。
Adam and Eve started to pursue joy, started to pursue pleasure in a place where they shouldn't have gone.
神様がまだくれていない何かにフォーカスして、神様以外のものから幸せを得ようとし始めたんです。
They started to focus on what God was not giving them or what God was saying they should not have instead of focusing on God.
そして神様の言葉に従うよりも自分の考えるように生きた方が幸せになれるんだと錯覚し始めました。
And instead of taking God's word at its value or at face value and saying this is what I need to follow, they decided that they could find a better way themselves. They were delusioned, right? They experienced delusion that that was the best way.
そしてこのような考え方こそ罪の根っこにあります。
And that's where, you know, their thinking, their thoughts,cause a problem here.
そしてこの時以来、人間は神様の考える一番良い方法よりも、自分の考える一番良い方法が優れていると考えて、自分の幸せ、自分の成功、自分の安心を自分で築き上げようとして生き始めたんです。
And sadly, this is the starting point for the entire world, for all of humanity, that instead of following God's way and recognizing that God's way is best, we start to think about our own way of doing things.I can obtain happiness, I can obtain pleasure, I can obtain peace, love in my own way.
ですから神様との関係においても、結婚生活においても、また他のどのような関係においても、愛に熱を加えるのをやめてしまうのはどこから始まるかというと、自分が自分中心に考えて行動してしまうことから始まるんです。
And so, whether in our relationships with God, or our marital relationships, or even other relationships,When does the heat start to cool off? When does the marriage start to cool off? When does the relationship start to cool off? It's when we start to think about our own ways, our own selves, and how we can obtain happiness.
それでは神様はそのアダムとエヴァの行動に対してどのように対応されたでしょう?
So how did God handle, deal with Adam and Eve's rebellion?
創世記の3章の8節9節読みます。
We're going to read it in chapter 3 verses 8 and 9.
そよ風の吹く頃、彼らは園を歩き回られる神である主の声を聞いた。それで人とその妻は、神である主の御顔を避けて園の木の実の実に身を隠した。神である主は人に呼びかけ、彼に仰せられた。あなたはどこにいるのか。
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord. They hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, Where are you?
神様はこの時何も知らないで来たんではなくて、彼らがすでに背いたこと、罪を犯したことを知った上で、いつもと同じように彼らに会いに来てくださったんです。
Now, of course, you know, when God asked this question, where are you? It's not that he was asking it because he didn't know. He knew exactly what had happened. I mean, he witnessed the whole thing. And so, just as always, he came into the garden to spend some time with them, and he asked them this question so that they had a chance to answer it.
アダムとエヴァが神様の言葉に背いて、神様を追い求めるのをやめてしまったとしても、神様の方から彼らを追い求めるのはやめなかったんです。
Now, it's interesting because Adam and Eve chose to walk away from God in that perfect relationship they had, and yet God didn't say, you're walking away from me, fine, we're through. No, God came and pursued them out of his kindness.
だから聖書のその続きのストーリーがあるんです。
And that's why we've got, you know, 65 more books in the Bible to continue this story on.
同じように神様は今日、あなたのことも愛してやまない。そして見捨てることも見放すこともされます。
And so, you know, just as in today's story, God is doing the same thing in each and every one of our lives. Whether or not we are walking away from God or putting our priority elsewhere, God's love for us does not cool off, and God does not stop loving us no matter what.
あなたが今日どんな状態でここにいても、今どのような人生の場所を歩いていたとしても、神様はあなたとの関係を期待求めて、追い求め続けてくださるんです。
It's beautiful because no matter what lifestyle you're living, no matter what you've gone through in the past week, in the past month, in the past years, God is going to continue to pursue relationship with you.
しかし残念なことにこの時、アダムとエバは神様の声を聞いて、恐れて隠れて、こう神様の呼びかけに木の陰に隠れて答えたんです。
Now it's sad that even though God in his kindness approached Adam and Eve very kindly,Adam and Eve still chose to hide from him, and you know, even from behind the bush that they were hiding in or whatever, they answered him.
創世記の3章の10節から12節。彼は答えた。私は園であなたの声を聞きました。それで私は裸なので恐れて隠れました。すると仰せになった。あなたが裸であるのを誰があなたに教えたのか。あなたは食べてはならないと命じておいた木から食べたのか。人は言った。あなたが私のそばに置かれたこの女があの木から取って私にくれたので私は食べたのです。
Here we go. Verse 10. He answered, I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. And he said, that being God, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? The man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it.
結婚している人は特によくわかると思うんですけど、このアダムの反応、絶対にダメなやつですよね。
Now, for those of you who are married especially, but even if you're not married, you can probably guess that Adam's reaction here and his words here are absolutely the wrong thing to say.
このアダムの言葉に対するエヴァの反応は残念ながら聖書に書いてないんですけども、女性の皆さんは容易に想像できますよね、自分ならどういうか。
I see the women nodding here too. Yeah. You know, we don't have Eve's reaction here in the Bible, but all the ladies in here, you can probably put yourself in Eve's shoes and imagine what type of reaction you would have to Adam's words.
ちょっとアダム!
Hold on a second here. What was that?
あの女って何よ?
Sorry.
あの女って何よ?
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean calling me that woman or the woman?
全部私のせいだっていうの?
You're saying it was all my fault?
私を自分の体のように守ってくれるんじゃなかったの?
Didn't you say that you were going to take care of me and protect me the way that you protect yourself?
信じられない。
I can't believe what you just said.
もうあなたのことなんか信用できないわ。
I can't trust you anymore. We're done.
離婚よ!
We're getting divorced right here, right now.
となってもおかしくなさそうな感じですよね。一気に愛の熱が冷めてしまって。
You can imagine, I mean, you can understand, you would even sympathize with Eve if that's what she had said, right?
アダムはエヴァのことをあの女と呼んで蔑んで責任を押し付けて自分を守ろうとしました。
You know, because Adam goes into self-defense mode and he says, it's that woman's fault, it's her fault.
そしてアダムは究極的には、神様あなたが悪いんです。あの女を私に与えたのはあなたなんですからと言って、神様をこう非難してるんです。
And to take it even a level further, a step further, Adam not only is protecting himself by blaming the woman, he's blaming God because look at what he says. He says, the woman that you put here with me, you're the one that gave her to me, right?
アダムは神様との関係を追い求めることも、エヴァを追い求めることも、やめて自分の幸せ、自分の安全を追い求めていることがわかります。
So in that moment, you can see that Adam has broken his relationship with God and putting God at top priority. He's broken his relationship with Eve and putting her top priority. And he's gone into full self-defense mode.
私たちこう客観的に読んでいると、アダムのバカ、素直に謝ればいいのにと思いますよね。
You know, don't you think as you're reading this, like, Adam, you're an idiot. Why don't you just, you know, man up, confess your mistakes and move on?
だけど誰が私の中で誰がアダムを責めることができるでしょうか。
But how many of us can honestly truly criticize Adam?
私たちも自分のことになると夫婦関係においても神様との関係においても同じような失敗を何度もしてしまうんじゃないでしょう。
I mean, don't we all do this sometimes, whether it's in our marriage or sometimes even with God, where we go into self-defense mode and we start to blame others instead of looking in the mirror?
夫婦関係において相手の必要よりも自分を優先してしまったり。
You know, instead of thinking about, you know, your partner's feelings in your marriage, you think about yourself first.
妻がどう感じたかよりも自分が正しいということを主張しようとしたり。
And you know, no matter how your wife might feel in this moment, instead of that, you're saying, how can I properly express things from my point of view? How can my point of view be better understood by her?
謝るよりも素直に謝るよりも自分を守ろうとしてしまって責任を他のところに押し付けてしまう。
And so instead of, you know, just apologizing from your heart and just admitting to your mistake, you look around you trying to find something or someone else to blame.
僕は毎日失敗してしまいます。
I do it every day.
神様の関係をもう安心、神様との関係から安心や満足を得ようとするよりも、もう少しのお金、もう少しの目標達成によって得ようとしてしまう。
You know, instead of pursuing joy and happiness and fulfillment with my, in my relationship with God, I look with my own eyes to try and find it somewhere else.
皆さんどうでしょうか？他の何かを追い求めてしまっているということがあるでしょうか？
How about all of us in here? Are you looking elsewhere for fulfillment?
ひょっとしたらそれは仕事かもしれないし。
It might be in your job.
もう少しのお金かもしれないし。
It might be in, you know, finances
you're pursuing. ひょっとしたらそれは子育てでもあるかもしれないし。
And you might even be pursuing that. You might even be seeking it in your children.
じゃあ趣味や満足をどこかで得ることかもしれないし。
You might be trying to get it out of your hobby. You might be trying to get that satisfaction, that joy from somewhere else.
じゃあ自分を男らしく、もしくは女らしく感じさせてくれる他の異性かもしれないし。
Or you know somebody else, you know, from the opposite sex or whatever that makes you feel like a man or makes you feel like a lady, right?
そしたら誰かからの評価やどこかから得る安心かもしれません。
Or you're looking for more likes on Facebook. You're looking for more of that, just that I approve of you feeling.
僕も、おそらく正直ながら皆さんも、私たちはみんな、あなただけを追い求めますということを、一つのことを忘れて、愛に熱を加えるのをやめてしまって、気づいたら愛の熱が冷めてしまうということがあるんじゃないでしょうか。
You know, I've done this several times, and perhaps all of, you know, all of us in here have as well, thatYou know, we pursue something else. We said at one point that we were going to focus on God, we were going to love God first, and instead we look elsewhere for satisfaction, for love. You know, and that love relationship between us and God grows cold.
私、たった一人、失敗しなかったお方がいるんで。
However, the good news is that there is one who did not ever make that mistake.
それがイエス・キリストです。
That is Jesus Christ.
イエス様は私たちの関係を追い求め続けるのをやめることなく、愛の熱は決して冷めることなく、私たちを救うためにやってきてくれました。
You know, Jesus has never forsaken his relationship with us. Jesus has never stopped pursuing us. The love that Jesus has for us has never grown cold.
私たちをこの自分中心の罪から救って、ご自身との永遠の親密な結婚関係に私たちを招いてくださるために、この地上に来てくださった。
What did Jesus do? He came down to this earth and lived his life on this earth.For us, so that he could pursue us to be our groom to start this relationship, this eternal love relationship between groom and bride.
私がどんなに失敗を繰り返してしまっても、イエス様は私を追い求めるのをやめないで、むしろ私たちの罪の身代わりとなって死んでくださったんです。
You know, no matter how many times we, the bride of Christ, made mistakes or messed up or screwed up the relationship, the groom, Jesus, continued to pursue us to the point where he said,I will take the blame for your failures, for your mistakes, for your rebellion. I'm going to die on the cross for your mistakes.
でもイエス様そこで終わりではなくて、自ら予言もされていたように、3日目によみがえられて、今も生きておられて、私たちを救うことが今日もおできになる。
Well, if that was the end of the story, then there wouldn't be a marital relationship. But Jesus died on the cross, and 3 days later, just as he forecasted in the scriptures several times with his disciples, he resurrected, he was risen on the third day,He is still alive to this day. He is still pursuing us.
イエス様がまず私たちを恋したってくださって、追い求めてくださって、先に私たちを愛してくださったので、私たちはイエス様の愛を知ることができて、それに信頼することができるんです。
Who loved whom first? Jesus loved us first. Jesus romanced us first. Jesus courted us first. He invited us into relationship first. And we can receive great comfort from that that no matter what we go through, He's still calling us into that relationship.
そしてもし私がイエス様がしてくださったことに信頼するなら、私の罪が完全に取り除かれて、私の罪が許されて、永遠の命が与えられて、最高の 花婿であるイエス様との素晴らしい結婚の関係を持つことができるんです。
Now, if we receive that invitation into relationship, and what we also receive from that is we receive complete forgiveness of all of our sins, we receive a clean record, we receive that perfect marital relationship eternally with the groom, Jesus Christ.
そしてこのような素晴らしいお方を見続けて、このお方と一緒に生き始めると、そこにこの関係の中に私は安心と喜びと愛を見つけるようになります。
We continue in this relationship as the bride of Christ. We continue to receive love. The love never grows cold. We receive a great sense of comfort in that.
そして十字架で命を捨てるまでして私を愛してくださったイエス様の自己犠牲を見ると、私たちの自分中心の考えは小さくなっていきます。
And as we look upon Jesus Christ and the great love that He showed us on the cross, you know, our selfishness starts to get smaller and smaller because we're just amazed at what He's done for us.
このようなお方が私たちの永遠の結婚相手であることはどんなに美しいことでしょうか?
How beautiful is it that someone as great as Jesus is asking us to be in eternal relationship with Him?
最後にもう一箇所聖書の箇所を読んで、終わりたいと思います。黙示録2章の4節と5節。
We're going from the front of the Bible all the way to the back, and we're going to look at one more passage before we close off, and that's in the book of Revelation, chapter 2.
このようにあります。あなたは初めの愛から離れてしまった。それであなたはどこから落ちたかを思い出し、悔い改めて初めの行いをしなさい。
This is what it says. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first.
私たちと神様との関係において、この初めの愛というのは、神様が一人子の生涯と十字架の死と復活によって私たちを無条件に愛してくださったというその愛と救いのことなんです。
So this first love that we have forsaken, what is that? That is the love that God showed for us on the cross when He died on the cross for our sins and loves us unconditionally.We have forsaken that.
そして私たちと神様との関係が始まった最初の行いというのは、それにただ完全に信頼することだけだったんです。
And so, you know, as we think about what God did, you know, to show His love to us, we can rely on this God that He's going to continue to love us.
ですから、神様との関係においてフォーカスすべきことは、私たちが最初にどれだけ神様を愛していたかではなくて、神様がどれほど私を愛してくださったかです。
And so when we think about our relationship with God and when we focus on that relationship, we're never thinking about how much we love God or how great our love is for God, but the opposite, how great His love is for us.
ですから私たちがもう一度思い出してやり始める初めの行いというのは、救われるための努力ではなくて、神様をもっと知りたい。そしてイエス様が完全に表してくださった神様の愛を信頼することなんです。
And so what we need to do to go back to the things we did at first, it does not mean that we need to work hard to earn the salvation that He's offering us, but rather we just need to get back to the place where our heart says, we want to know you more, we want to worship you, we want to build that relationship with you.
神様をもっと知りたい、神様をもっと近くにいたい、神様との関係を深めたいという愛の熱を熱することです。
So we need to turn the heat back on. We need to say, I want to know you more. I want to get to know you more. I want to understand you more.
それがもし冷めてきているように感じている人がいるなら、それはどこかに違うフォーカスがあります。ですから、そのフォーカスから方向転換して、もう一度神様の愛に信頼する必要があるかもしれません。
And so if that is you, if your love relationship with God has grown a little bit cold, you need to figure out what it is that's taking your focus off of your relationship with God.You need to turn back away from that and back towards the Lord.
そしてそれがきっとあなたにとって神様との愛の熱の弱かしボタンを押すことにきっとなると思います。
And so as you do that, as you're turning away from whatever the distraction is, you are pushing that button to turn, you know, to boil the water once again, to turn things up again.
結婚最後に結婚関係においてもそうです。
And the same can be said about our marital relationships.
おそらく最初の頃に関係に熱を加えていた相手を追い求めているという初めの愛に初めの行いを通してもう一度愛の熱を加え始める必要がある人がいるかもしれない。
And so, you know, just like in our marital relationships then, you know, that first part of our relationship, you know, the feeling that we had, the things that we did, the thoughts that we had, we need to turn back to that.
相手を責めるよりも相手をに のせいにするんではなくて、正直に謝って、あ、私が忘れていました、やめてしまっていましたと謝って、方向転換をして、初めの行いに戻る必要があるかもしれない。
And so what we need to do is instead of pointing our finger at our partner and saying, you've changed, or you're not doing this anymore, or what's gotten into you, we need to look at ourselves. We need to go back to how we were.
それがあなたにとって、湯沸かしボタンを押すことになると思います。
And that is how you can turn the heat back on in your relationships.
お祈りして終わりたいと思います。
Let's pray.
恵み深い神様、あなたが私たちを愛し続けて追い求め続けてくださったことありがとうございます。
We thank you so much, Lord, that you continue to love us. You continue to pursue us.
私たちはあなたとの冷たい消えた関係ではなくて、熱のある愛のある関係を保ちたいんです。
You know, you don't want our relationship to go lukewarm or to turn to room temperature. You want to keep it hot.
熱することを熱愛の熱を熱することを忘れてたことを。
And please forgive us, God, that we have forgotten to keep our relationship hot. We have not fulfilled our part of things.
神様がまず私を愛してくださったから、私もあなたを愛することができます。
We know that we can love you because you loved us first.
どうぞあなたがどんなに私たちを深く愛し、追い求めてくださっているか、もう少しでも分かるように助けてください。
So show us again, help us, Lord. We need to know clearly because we're not very bright at this sometimes, but help us to remember just how much you're pursuing us and how much you love us.
そして私たちの結婚関係においても愛の熱を保ち続けることができるように、もう一度熱することができるように助けてください。
And Lord, help us also in our marital relationships to be able to keep things hot, to be able to keep the passion there in our marriages.
あなたから来る愛と喜びから私の内側から湧き上がって、それを結婚生活にも流すことができますよ。
And Lord, we just pray that our love and our relationship with you would overflow into our marital relationships, that we would be able to just show wonderful love to our partner.
イエス様のお名前によってお祈りします。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.